Because the country's in a difficult spot right now, and I think part of the problem with the dysfunctional nature of the United States Senate and Congress has been that there's a real disconnect. There's a disconnect between what's happening on Main Street for people like here in Springfield, and the life experiences and the viewpoints of those members of the United States Senate. It's become almost like an exclusive club. And you know, as most people know, I strapped on a pair of work boots for about 18 years with the ironworkers. I grew up in the Old Colony housing projects in South Boston, a pretty rough place to live. My family struggled. I know what it's like to stand in an unemployment line. And, you know, I can relate to what people are going through right now. And quite frankly, there's, you know, the big criticism of me is that I won't fit in the United States Senate. And they're probably right about that, but neither would most average families fit in. So my attempt here is to be the voice for a lot of those families that are struggling, and to be able to close that gap between our daily lives, the daily lives of average people who worry about, you know, where their next job is going to come from, or whether they're going to lose the job they have right now, or how are they going to afford to send their kids to college and give them a decent education. So all of those concerns are my concerns. And so what I'm telling folks is that when I get elected to the United States Senate and I go to the United States Senate, they'll be going to the United States Senate, and they'll have a strong advocate and a voice there that can speak to the issues that they are facing every single day.
You're going to be facing a fellow congressman, Ed Markey, in a Democratic primary. What are your thoughts about going up against Markey, especially since his campaign made an effort early on to try to clear the field, and it appears that they've had some success in
that.
Yeah,
as I look around, I think they may have succeeded, with one exception. Look, Ed's a pal of mine, and I know what the Democratic Senate Committee is trying to do here. They're trying to clear the field. But the head of the Democratic Senate Committee is a fellow from Colorado, Mr. Bennett, and he's a fine man, but I don't think he should be making the selection for who the representative in the United States Senate shall be from the state of Massachusetts. I think that the people of Massachusetts ought to make that choice. So that's why I'm offering my leadership. I'm offering my candidacy. I know that they have they have $40 million in their PAC, but I'm not really looking to purchase this election. I'm looking to earn it. I know it's uphill. I know it's uphill, but I think this is worth it. I think that what is at stake is really the future of this country, nothing less.
What are the keys for you? Labor support, given your background in organized labor, is that a key?
Sure, that's part of it. Those are the folks that, quite frankly, do the work, and they have similar life experiences to mine. They're concerned with decent wages and decent working conditions and pensions and health care. They're real advocates that not just for their own members, but I think for members of the general public as well, other jobs, the non-union workforce as well. So I'll be very proud to have their support. I've got about 24 or 26 different unions that have already pledged their support to my candidacy, and I'm sure that number will grow.
The women's vote was very key in Elizabeth Warren's victory over Scott Brown a couple of months ago. Given the fact that you're pro-life, how do you see the women's vote breaking down in this race, particularly in the Democratic primary with Congressman Markey?
Well, I think if I get my story out, obviously they're going to try to paint me as a right-wing radical. But to be honest with you, I've never attacked. I don't believe that attacking the decision in Roe v. Wade is part of any solution. I've never taken that position. Rather, I have advocated on behalf of access to contraceptives and access to health care to try to reduce the number of unwanted pregnancies. I think that's the way to approach that problem. I have supported funding for Planned Parenthood to do just that, and I have taken the floor of the House against the Republicans who have tried to zero out funding for Planned Parenthood, because they are the folks that are counseling and advising and educating women in crisis, I just thought that zeroing out the funding for Planned Parenthood was going to create more unwanted pregnancies. So I thought it was wrong-headed. I took the floor, and I know I got a lot of support from the folks at Planned Parenthood for doing that.
fair to describe you as a conservative Democrat in Massachusetts?
Well, you know, calling me the most conservative member of the House in Massachusetts is like calling me the slowest of the Kenyans in the Boston Marathon. You know, it's all relative. You know, they still finish about fifth.
You don't want to finish fifth, though.
No, you do not. No, you can't finish fifth. There's only two people in this race. So, you know, we realize if the election were held today, we'd be behind. But thank goodness it's not going to be held today, and we've got about 90 days to run this primary election.